Selma.
And this is Rachel.
And this is Good Girls Don't.
And I'm kind of forgetting what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, I forgot my lines.
I forgot how to podcast.
I know, me too. It's been a while.
It's been a long time. I think the last time we did this was in March.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
So that's, oh goodness. Okay.
So anybody listening, you're going to have to bear with us. We don't get it anymore.
Yeah. So I would make some promises about we won't go this long again, but.
No, we will.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry though. I feel a little sad.
Not your fault.
No.
Oh, you're just sorry to like the universe or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm sorry about
that. Me too.
Things.
I'm sorry, universe. Okay. Well, gosh, it's
well, been,
summer's almost over even.
Yeah, it is. It's August. So where do we start?
We went to the state fair.
So annual state fair trip. Annual. Oh, my God. It's so hot. Why do we do this every year?
Well, so we take the pictures in the booth every year. And this year we're like, okay, we're going to do it first thing.
Yeah,
so we're not all hot and sweaty.
Great idea.
Totally gross. And then like after 5 hours of being there.
And then for some reason, it's like we discussed this ahead of time that we were going to do pictures first. And then we got there and none of us, we even said something about it.
Yeah.
And then we just didn't.
Nope.
And so sure enough, we waited till the very end and...
We're all gross and sweaty. And...
Yeah. You and I bought hats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we did. We should buy hats.
We bought hats and then I was like, I'm not taking this hat off because I'm going to have the worst hat hair.
Do you know that I wore it again today?
No, I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
we took Rosalie on a play date, a swim date, and I wore the hat.
The hats are good. I like my hat. I wore my hat last weekend.
It was like a $30 hat, and I read the label today, and it's like 100% grass.
Yeah, probably not $30 worth.
No, it was not.
So, yeah, we tend to overspend at the state fair. You know, usually it's like on food and hats. And
yeah, this year, though,
this year
special happened.
So, you know, part of the state fair is like the ritual is that you get really hot and then you go into the expo buildings because they're air conditioned and you walk around and you look at the stuff they're trying to sell.
And you get a cinnamon roll.
And, you know, you get to like look at the bad t-shirts and stickers and all that kind of stuff. And you have people trying to sell you stuff. Mm-hmm. So I got completely like stopped by this young gentleman who was hawking an eye cream.
Yeah.
And I think like nobody was even with me or you guys didn't even see me get like waylaid by
him. He got you, but there was just a lot going on. Everyone was kind of looking everywhere, but we were close to you. But then once we realized you were stopped, it was like, oh, somebody go get Rachel.
So yeah. So let me just preface this. I'd had a couple of beers by this point.
Yes.
A couple of beers, a lot of sun, and not very much food at that point. So
yes.
In my defense.
And we were having a good time.
But the long and short of it is that this charming young gentleman like slathered this eye cream on me and told me that I looked beautiful and then
Corey, Bobby and I came over and we're like, okay Rachel, time to go,
let's go,
we drag you away. But then because I'd had a couple beers and I was feeling good, I looked at your eye and said, oh my God, Rachel, that eye is amazing.
So we walked back. And I'm not going to tell you how much I spent, dear listener, but
it was more than you should have.
It was way more than I should have. And I was, when I got home later that night, I was so mad at myself.
Aww,
and embarrassed.
You should have texted me.
I almost did. I almost texted you like the next time I want to spend amount of money on an eye cream. But then I realized it's like the person I need to say that to is Corey, because I told him, I'm like, okay, next time you need to just like take my money away from me. I'm all about feminist empowerment until I walk into an expo and start spending a lot of money on stupid eye cream.
I think it's less about feminist empowerment than it is being a team and understanding that you have to have rules within your team.
So my whole team needs to be on board with me next year.
Sorry, like, we really let you down.
Pull me away from dropping that much money. And the funny thing was, is like, so I bought the cream and the guy's like, oh, but you get a free gift with it.
Oh, what was your gift?
It was a
box that comes in.
It was a moisturizer and it's kind of gross. The moisturizer is really gross.
Ew.
It just kind of smells weird. And I actually looked up the eye cream and the moisturizer.
Oh, no.
And I mean Paloma, I literally probably spent three times what I should have spent.
No.
On it. It's on me and the Coors Light and the sun and the half a baked potato I had
and that hat.
And that hat. Had I already bought the hat at that point?
I don't know.
I think I had, but...
I'm sure. We got the hat early on.
We did. But, yeah, my whole point is I had a... it was not my best moment.
No, that's fine. Well, but I feel responsible. I feel like I did that too.
Because you kind of did a little
bit. I know. I did. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
It's okay.
But, you know, life yeah. goes on. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. No, I sorry.
Just don't let me do this next year.
Well, so because summer is almost over, what does that mean for you?
It means I go back to school.
Yeah.
I have a month left and I'm not ready. Although I will get ready very fast, so I'm not worried. But I think emotionally, I'm not ready. It's been a long summer. I've been... For those of you who heard the last podcast, my mom was really sick and then she passed away, which happened after the last podcast. So I just had this summer of like trying to deal with stuff in terms of her estate. Like I haven't even really had a chance to, I think, fully process her being gone or the grief or anything like that. It's just been legal stuff, selling her house, dealing with the estate sale people and stupid stuff like that yeah. that you that's necessary. And
well, her funeral was really nice.
Her funeral was
Rosalie still talks about it.
It was a very lovely way to send her off and say mm-hmm. goodbye. I was very happy with everybody who came out and shared stories about her. Lots of people who I didn't even know, like all of her neighbors got up and
old
shared
co-workers from like 20 years
from
ago
20 years ago and just like shared these really sweet stories about how kind my mom was. And
oh my god, and then there was that teenage boy.
Oh my god, the swim team.
Oh my god.
So okay, so I don't want to monopolize this. I'll just tell this one little story and then we'll move
on. It's worth it.
So my mom, both of my brothers were on the swim team when they were growing up. There's a cabana club in the neighborhood my mom lived in. And I guess recently my mom would go out for walks with her two dogs and she kept running into this woman and her grandson, who lived, I think, maybe two streets over or something like that. And they would get to talking, and my mom found out that the grandson was on the swim team. And one day she was like, oh, you know, I'll come to one of your meets. And according to this woman who got up and spoke at my mom's funeral, she came at like 6:30 in the morning and stayed wow. for the entire swim meet. And which is like till 3 in the afternoon. So anyway, the grandmother gets up there to talk about it, and she's got her two grandsons on yeah. either side of her, the one including the one whose swim meet she went to. And the poor kid, just like, you could I mean,
he was so bothered,
he was so sad.
I mean it's just beautiful.
He
really
didn't
sweet.
want, he like the grandmother asked if he wanted to speak and he shook his head no, and,
which is a normal
right I mean
thing.
He's like 13 or 14 maybe yeah. and he was just so like, obviously my mom had an impact on him in some yeah. way, and it was just probably the sweetest thing that could have happened that
it
day.
Really,
it made me really happy. So yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, speaking of sports,
yeah. Speaking of good.
My God. So Rosalie started playing basketball
yeah.
for the YMCA. Okay, I want to preface this with, I love my daughter more than anything. It's just maybe basketball is not her thing.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know. The kids are all older than her. Like she's usually.
Are they?
Yeah. Okay. She's usually taller than most kids, if not the tallest, and she's actually the shortest there.
Okay.
And the kids
like
are,
how much older are they than
her? I think so. It's a first and second grade league. And
oh.
She, I think she's the only first grader.
Okay.
So all the other kids are second graders, which I mean, you know, with younger kids, those
that can make a big difference. That
yeah,
just a year,
exactly.
Absolutely.
So okay, she's not very good
yet.
Well, so when she's on defense. Well, she'll say, I'm open.
Sorry.
That's not how that works. When she's on offense, if she's not twirling around, if she does get the ball, she might go the other way, the wrong way.
Hey, we've all done that, right?
She came really close to making a basket. That was like the highlight. And everybody cheered. It was really great.
Just give her some time.
But this is not her thing.
Okay. She can't be good at everything.
Oh, God. And then when she runs, I don't know. I'm sorry. It's so funny. She, like, holds her arms kind of funny.
Is that the video that you sent the other night?
Yeah.
Okay. So she
it was terrible.
So you sent this video that I couldn't even, like, it wouldn't, it was like an inch.
You have to do something to make it. I don't know what phone that was taped on.
I couldn't enlarge it. I could not watch it.
It was like the first phone that ever took
like
videos.
It was like a Motorola flip
yeah,
phone.
Something like that.
Some dad who like yeah. refuses to update his technology.
It was really, really terrible. Yeah. I was hoping you guys, because you can kind of just see the ball flip up and you can hear everyone go, yay! but
I'll try it again. But I guess it didn't work. I was not getting.
We watched it on the TV downstairs, so maybe we'll do that.
Okay, thank you. I would like to see it.
And Rosalie will be happy.
Yes,
that was like her shining moment. But anyway, I don't know if we're gonna do it next year or what. But she wants to start gymnastics, and I really feel like, because I did gymnastics, and I feel like she's flexible, and maybe that's gonna be more her speed.
Yeah, maybe. When does she start that?
September, because we're finishing swim lessons for the summer, and then in September I'll start her in gymnastics.
Okay. I don't know if she can ever top her first gymnastics experience.
No. Gymnasticsversary is my favorite day of the year.
Can you please explain it?
Rosalie's 2 years old. Is she in a cast or not? I think it might have been before she broke her arm.
I think it was pre-cast, yeah.
Okay, so she slides... She Although slides
that would
on the
have made
slide.
It even funnier, sorry.
I know. She slides on a slide onto this mat. And when she gets to the bottom, she stands up and what is she? It's like a just
she
flops
just falls
forward,
falls flat
with her arms high up in the air.
Yeah, just flops face down.
It's so funny. And I watch that in a loop. Like you just watch it 100 times in a row because it's so funny and it's short.
And it's short, yeah. And every year you post it on Facebook.
I do.
And we all, relive the moment.
Gymnasticsversary is a very special day.
We might have to officially celebrate it, Sylvia.
You know what? I think I'm going to next year.
Okay.
I think it's like June 11th or something. I'll have to.
Okay.
So that's what I've got going on. Hey, you watching a good TV this week?
Oh, here we go. So actually, I was thinking about this. You and I started this podcast at sort of the height of the last political season.
We did.
And now I'm like, shit.
I don't feel the same way I did.
Yeah, here we are again. What do you mean you don't feel the
same? I'm kind of more dead inside.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that just did me in.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, what we're talking about are the debates.
The debates. Sorry.
Everybody's like, we already know you're dead inside, but can you be more specific? The debates. I only saw the one Wednesday because I had something going on Tuesday night, which was probably just as well because one kind of it was 3 hours long and it was, it's exhausting to watch. And, and they're all just... I don't know. I mean,
I watched both.
Okay.
And
you've really watched them all so far. And this is the first one that I've seen.
Yeah, actually, I did. I watched both of the last ones and then both of these. And I will say, like last time, I think this is the rule. Whichever one Elizabeth Warren on, it's very calm and polite.
Yeah.
And whatever one the others are on is just like, I don't know.
It was a little bit of a shit show.
Like the Wild West or
the
something.
The one that I saw. And I did because I didn't see. I saw the one that had... Biden and Kamala Harris and Tulsi Gabbard and
which it was a good one.
It was, I mean, there were some interesting things. There was a lot of just sort of like I was just rolling my eyes at some of the stuff that came up. I am a little sad that I missed Marianne Williamson, but not because but not because I find her entertaining, but because sometimes it would have just been really cathartic to just sort of rage at her on the television screen.
I got that poor woman. I know we've talked about it, but remember in Saturday Night Live, whoever Kristen Wiig's character was, it wore the green dress and she's in theater.
The actress that was like,
But I don't even know the premise of that. She's on like some word game and she always is dramatic. And
that is Marianne Williamson, except, I realize that my lot in life is just to be a humorless killjoy about things. It's fine. I own it.
So far, so good.
Right. And a lot of people are really entertained by Marianne Williamson and Marianne.
It doesn't matter.
And think, she's harmless. She's just a little kooky.
Oh, she's not harmless.
She's not harmless. And I think that's what makes me so angry. You know, I'm like, she has this history of being anti-LGBTQ. She just recently, so that's like, she has a bad history, right? Of things that are shitty, of like, you know, being anti-vaccine or saying
just kills me. I mean, not that the LGBT, it all kills me inside.
But like, you can pray the gay away and like, you know, cancer patients and AIDS patients just need to, choose to whatever and like not be sick. So like that's all like 10, 20 years ago and people are like, that's in the past. And I'm like, well, she hasn't actually atoned for it. And just this week she went on CNN and was talking about people who are on antidepressants can actually just choose to be happy.
Hey, shoot. You know what? I'm going to call Kaiser tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, you guys. Nice try on the meds, but yeah. I'm just choosing
you
to be happy.
You know what? Can you replace my prescription with choosing? Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Just a bottle of happy. Oh, is that alcohol? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I've got a cube of happy right now.
So I guess the only, I was really, really mad about it because when I got home on Tuesday and I was like looking through Twitter and people were like, ha ha ha, Marianne Williamson. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, right. The last time that there was a joke on the debate stage, it got elected.
That's
and
correct.
Corey brought me down to earth. He's like, you know, he on Wednesday night, he, you know, very rightfully pointed out, he's like, she doesn't have the poll numbers yet to even show, she probably won't be at the next debate.
She's not so far.
So unlike the joke that we will, you know, that is not the joke, who did get elected.
Yeah.
Who kept moving along. But
besides Moldy Tao, who are you rooting for?
Right? Besides...
besides anything.
Besides any rotten carcass. Yeah. Well, I like Elizabeth Warren a lot. Mm-hmm. I like Kamala Harris. There are things I think she has to answer for, and I don't think she doesn't have as much experience as Elizabeth Warren.
Something.
Yeah. Well, Kamala Harris's record on as the Attorney General in California, she needs to answer for that. I mean, I'll still vote for her, but that's the thing that I think stops me.
Oh, I'm going to vote for anyone.
Yeah, that's just the thing that stops me from embracing her more fully.
Correct.
So Elizabeth Warren is probably my favorite candidate at this point.
Yeah, mine too.
She's got a plan for everything, you know?
She really, really does. I remember how mad you and I were when she announced, because the last time we did the show was when she announced it.
Oh.
And I think at that point, we were just so disgusted with everything and everyone. And so I take that back, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I really feel bad.
Honestly, in the sea of candidates, when you see, you know, everybody that she's running against, you know, it's just like, yeah, she just makes sense to me. And but had Biden announced at that point last time?
Because he waited till the last second.
Okay. So Biden, I'm like, you know, I just wish that I was fine with Biden as just being Uncle Joe, vice president. Mm-hmm. I can just kind of pretend there's, you know, it's like harmless in the background. But it's like now that he's a candidate, I'm like, oh, no, actually, you did lots of really shitty things during your career. And when confronted with them now, you just sort of joke about them.
Yeah.
And although I'm going to, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
So did you see the whole kerfuffle over him telling Kamala Harris, go easy on me, kid?
Well, I saw that it happened, but what was, People were
people were outraged that it was sexist and condescending.
No, but they're friends, and that's their relationship.
And I just was like, of all the things to be mad at in this world, as I told Corey, I'm like, I am the most humorless feminist killjoy that there is. And Corey's like, yeah, you are. And I'm like, that did not bother me in the slightest. I'm just either. Whatever.
I actually thought it was really sweet.
I thought so too. I was just
to me, it was an older, a grandpa-ish kind of guy saying to the younger person,
don't
kill grandpa.
And I've had older men kind of say things, kind of talk to me in that same way. And it's just I always see it as more affectionate condescending.
Yes.
And I mean, believe me, I've had older men say really condescending things, and you can tell when it's condescending.
But even Go Easy on Me, Kid is not condescending.
It's acknowledging that
she whooped his ass.
Yeah, and exactly.
So I don't know. It's actually more of a compliment, kind of.
Yeah, I'm of all the things in the world to be mad about with Joe Biden, that's just not the one that I'm going
No, there are other battles that we could have.
Oh, but we need to talk about something else too, right?
No.
No, you.
Oh my God. So,
there's a couple things I think we need to talk
about. Okay, so there are two things. Okay, so Bennett, right?
Right. Okay, Bennett, the cartoon dad. He looks like a cartoon dad.
He looks like a cartoon dad. So when Bobby and I were talking tonight, we were talking about who we were going to vote for. And I jokingly said, well, I'm on team eyebrows.
His eyebrows kill me.
Those are some eyebrows.
I become hypnotized by them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then who? Okay. Oh my God. Now I can remember the guy. Who is the parallel universe Pence?
Oh, the governor. The
Seattle.
Inslee? That guy. Was it him?
I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
He is parallel. Because
he's very dapper and.
Well, he's got the same short haircut, the hair. And the thing is he's wearing the dark glasses. So he is parallel universe Pence because it's just kind of the opposite.
Yes.
Of him.
The negative version. Yes. Or actually the positive version.
Yeah. Well, he's the version I would prefer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting, though, because how many candidates are there right now who
22.
But only 22 made it to the debate stage.
Only 20
right?
made it to the debates. And then for the next one, I think they get 10 and only 8 have qualified because it has to be both poll numbers and fundraising.
Oh, so 8 because I saw 7.
8 have qualified.
Okay.
Miriam Williamson is not one of them.
Let's just keep... Come on, America. You're doing fine with this.
It's pretty much the ones you would think it would be. I don't remember if Julian Castro is there, though, but...
I think he's maybe right below that threshold, so he still stands a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Sure.
I mean, he stands a chance of debating, not doing anything else. I didn't mean it that way.
It's going to be very interesting to see how things play out. And like I said, I will vote for an envelope. Whoever, whatever
I will you vote give for the person, paper anything. Cut that envelope gives me when I open it.
Thank you. I will vote for the gum I stepped in at the grocery store. Like, anything. Save us, please.
We just all have to get this nightmare out of the White House.
I mean, and I don't see how you cannot like acknowledge that, even if you think his policies are great, how can you not acknowledge what this is like doing to our country and how it's dividing people? Like, there's no
and
way.
I'm sorry, but if you think his policies are great, I just don't even want to.
Well, check.
Yeah.
But I was just playing, you know.
Yeah, you're just being diplomatic.
I guess that's my shtick, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Wait, is being diplomatic your shtick?
I was like, actually, I don't know. I thought that was my shtick, being diplomatic.
Oh no.
You're
a feminist killjoy. That's
That's right. Sorry. I need to stay in my lane. Yeah.
Boy.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I don't know about you, Paloma, but for me, the older I get, the less I fucking care about being polite about things.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, in certain situations, I think there's always a place to be polite and diplomatic about things, but...
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about this, because there's something that I don't care about anymore. I'm not sure if it's about being polite, but it's something that I've given up on.
I want to be polite in the right situation. Let me just, like, backtrack that a little bit. I want to be polite and diplomatic and kind. I think I want to be kind more than anything, but not every situation deserves kindness.
What I have learned, actually, not even with this, but... in general, because something that I always did wrong is I was always too nice, and I feel like I'm trying less to make people happy.
Yeah. I think you can... I actually saw somebody online talk about this. There's a difference between being nice and being kind, and being nice is overrated.
Agreed.
Being kind is just a general human attribute, but it's not the same as being nice. And being nice is when you take too much shit sometimes, or you're quiet and you don't speak up about things.
So I am less nice now, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, same.
I forgot. I read an Onion article the other day. Well, actually, I read an Onion headline and then the first few lines, I'll be honest.
Don't we all just read the headlines?
But it was about Marianne Williamson and about how she, at the debates, she got her Trump puppet out to talk to it and tell it how she felt. And then at the end, she could hear the puppet say, "I'm sorry," and she kissed it gently.
Aww.
But I did think that was funny.
That's funny. Okay. I'm ready for her to be done, though.
She will be.
She can take her crystals and go back to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, but dark psychic forces, like, I'm not sure if she's wrong there.
Well, I mean, if you want her to, like, have some special role in the cabinet, but...
No.
Okay.
The Ministry of Weird? Like, what?
Yeah, the Ministry of Fucked Up Things?
Okay.
No. She's a really bad kook.
Yeah, she is.
So
she's nutty.
That joke is not funny, and I'm ready for her to be done.
Okay.
Yeah. End of my rant.
Let me give you my word. She'll be done soon.
Okay.
You won't have to deal with this very much longer.
Thank you.
Here's my disappointment, though. Saturday Night Live is not back on yet.
I know.
And this is like, this would have been good. They need to.
I don't understand why they're not on in the summer of
me either.
You know, I mean, period. Like, for especially in when politics are front and center.
Thank you.
So
I hope somebody's listening.
Right? Okay, you guys.
Don't, Saturday don't Night people Live. Pay attention to us.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna switch gears here.
Okay.
So Rosalie's been really into her Barbies, which is good because she like forgets about toys, and she has I don't know if you've noticed this, but my child has a lot of toys.
Oh, I've noticed.
She decides she doesn't like them. So when she decides she likes Barbies, I bought her 500 of them. Like, oh, here, yay, yeah. You like Barbies. And then she cares less about them a week later. So she's back into them, and she has this ballerina Barbie, and so we were playing with them because it has more flexible legs.
Yeah.
So she stuck the two feet, like the ballerina slippers, up her nose.
Up Rosalie's nose?
Yeah, up her nose, and she was laughing, and then she pulled it out, and this giant booger came out. And it has just been the funniest thing. I can't stop thinking about this.
Oh. What did you do with the shoes?
Oh, no. Well, actually, they're plastic. It's okay. They're part of the Barbie. You can't take them off. I had to go do a little scrub-a-dub on the feet.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you're okay with that.
I'm a different person, Rachel, than I was 6 years ago.
You really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to even remember being that person.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, if food fell on the floor, it went immediately in the garbage. Like, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Actually, even my towel. If my towel fell on the floor, I would immediately go get a new towel, and that one was washed.
Uh-huh.
I've even been known to pick up a towel these days and reuse it.
Congratulations. What about the food?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's old news. Except at work, because I think we have rats at work, and so I don't pick up the food.
Well, that's it's one thing in your own house. It's another thing in, like, a place, you know.
Yeah, but I drop a lot of food at work, and sometimes it's valuable food, like macadamia nuts. And it's really hard not to pick those up.
Yeah, but just keep thinking of the rats.
Yeah, that's all I do. And then hantavirus, that's like, I was convinced I had hantavirus for a while, the rat-borne virus.
But what were your symptoms?
All the hantavirus, like, it could have happened. Turns out it was a sinus infection.
Ah.
But it could have been.
Was this WebMD telling you that you had contracted this?
You noticed. It was either that or cancer. So,
right.
But hantavirus made more sense.
You either have hantavirus, cancer, or a sinus infection.
Yeah. Or you're just going to die.
Yeah.
So anyway. Oh, well, actually.
Speaking of. Okay, you're not going to die.
May as well.
You're not going to die.
Are you sure? Okay.
Pretty sure you have my word.
Okay, thank you.
You better not fucking die.
God, I know. Okay, thanks. Yeah. Anyway, what?
What are we going to talk about?
Oh, I was going to talk about my surgery.
Yes. Smooth segue there.
Well, because, so I get sinus infections a lot. Like, anytime I get sick, I have an extra 2 weeks of illness. And I never can breathe. I always have problems. And it's because I have this severely deviated septum. Like, it's shaped like a C. It's not even kind of straight or crooked. It's, like, just bent.
Okay.
So I'm having surgery next week to correct my septum. They're gonna have to do, like, skin grafting and all this restructuring and stuff. And then when I was in his office, he's like, okay, what if I told you I could fix your problem, but your nose would be wider? I'm like, okay, yeah. that's fine. So it's my nose is gonna be a little bit bigger, but it might be straighter.
Okay.
And I'll be able to breathe.
That's really the most important part.
Yes. And hopefully I won't get sinus infections anymore, or at least less, because...
Did he say, like, how long before you'll notice a difference, or is it right away?
Well, so he said it's going to be really swollen for a month.
Okay.
And then after that, he said the nose will actually be swollen. It won't be fully healed until a year.
Wow.
But after a month, the swelling will go down. And so I'm going to take a week off of work, and then I'll probably have that bandage on for, like, 2 weeks or something like that.
Crazy.
I know. It is crazy.
But breathing is good, so I'm glad that you're doing it.
It's going to be worth it.
Yes.
It's just a little... It makes me nervous.
I'm sure your nose will still be cute.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I think he's going to shave this little bumpy part off, though. He did mention that.
I mean,
that.
While he's there, just be like, listen, give me a little payoff here.
Well, what's funny is he went through my whole nose, explained everything he was going to do, and then he starts typing it. And they looked over at me. He rubbed the bump on my nose. And he's like, okay, I'm going to take care of that, too. I'm like, oh, well...
Thank you.
All right.
goodness.
Well, I guess, that was accidentally boring corner.
surprise you guys. Yeah. Boring corner.
What is that called? Like, boring corner ninja? I don't know.
Easter egg. We snuck in some boring corner on you.
Well, so since we're up for boring corner, do you have any?
Oh, what do I have?
Items?
Oh, yeah. So all I have is that. In addition to dealing with, like, my mom's stuff all summer, my big thing all summer has just been organizing my house, which is, you know, cleaning out closets throwing away stuff, but also, like, buying organizational stuff, which, like, you know, like, stuff at the Container Store.
I can't picture. I'm trying to think about your house right now, what it looks like.
Well, so it's really, like, the main two things that I'm most proud of. From, like, if somebody asked me, what did you do this summer? I'm going to be like, let me tell you about my Tupperware, cabinet.
Okay. I like this.
So that I still need to buy some more organizational stuff for that and for my bathroom cabinet.
How did you organize your Tupperware? I need to know.
Right now I just have the Tupperware itself stacked by size, but I got this container to put the lids in, but I think I'm gonna go to the Container Store and buy something else that is probably money I don't need to spend, but looks a little bit, you know, more like official lid organizer. Okay. But it's just, I can finally get in that cabinet and not have just everything fall out. And it's just, like, everything's easy to find all of a sudden, as opposed to, like, for the last probably year, every time I needed to get Tupperware, it would be like this chore of, like, finding the
pulling everything out
and then, like, going through everything to find the lid that went with it, which is just a nightmare. So I did that one day, and then I did the bathroom cabinet, and I got a lot of baskets that I put stuff in, and I felt really... That was actually the same weekend. I did that when Corey was out of town.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the week I organized the bathroom, and I also organized the cabinets above the toilet, and that's when I dropped the nail polish.
That's right.
So I had a bottle of bright, like, blood red nail polish. And it actually, I didn't drop it. I knocked it out of the cabinet on accident, and it fell from like this, you know, 3 feet up in the air, 3.5 feet, 4 feet, and onto the hard tile floor. God. And I'm just going to say that the bathroom looked like a murder scene.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was so bad that I sent Bobby and you and your you and your husband photos. Actually, I sent a photo to Corey because he was out of town. I'm like, do you love me?
That is, but everything's got just the wall has a little bit on it.
Corey repainted the wall for me.
You're done.
I got up most of the nail polish. What I did was, this is really boring corner. Like, it dropped everywhere, and there's like glass nail polish, and it's like most of it was on the floor. But some of it splashed up the wall, and I had a container of nail polish remover that was about a quarter full. And after I calmed, I was just like, oh my God, what did I do? I quickly put on my shoes, ran out the house to the nearest Walgreens and bought 3 bottles of nail polish remover. And I saw the checker at Walgreens was like, everything okay? just don't ask any questions.
Yeah, can you huff that? Is that a thing?
You probably can. I'm surprised that they didn't card me or something. So anyway, that's organization has had its good moments and its bad moments.
Right. Yeah. I just thought of a new game.
What's that?
Can you huff that?
Can you huff that? Can it be huffed?
Okay, so we're going to have a special guest.
Yeah, but
I think
this is not part of Boring Corner. Can we just emphasize?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. This is a, what do you call it? Like a special event or a special... Yeah.
I guess cameo.
Yeah.
It's just, I just want to emphasize that she is not boring.
No. Oh, no. Thank you. No, she is not boring.
Yeah.
Not even kind of. Okay. So I think we're going to take a break. You won't know that.
No. But just chat amongst yourselves.
I'm going to press stop. Okay. And we're going to go get Rosalie, and she's going to tell you about her summer.
Okay. Back. And as promised, we have a very special guest with us here today, Rosalie Jordan. Hi, Rosalie.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have you here.
So we were going to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us what happened to you this summer before you left school? What happened to your wrist?
I broke my wrist.
You broke your wrist. How did you do that?
There's this spinny thing where you go round and round. Bottom twist, front twist, and then I just went two hands because Liz, I forgot what her name is, but whatever, she taught me how to do two hands, but the first time I tried, my wrist got in a weird position, so it broke, but I fell off in a weird position. But luckily, my leg didn't break.
Luckily, yeah. Did it hurt when that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the firefighters came and the paramedics.
Yeah, and they had to put my wrist on it.
Wow.
And then they had to put stuff around it, and I had to hold this stuff.
Oh, it's gauze.
Gauze.
Oh, okay.
Why did I have to have gauze?
It was
gauze?
Just so that your wrist would be in a good position.
Oh.
So, we were going to, I think Rosalie wants to sing a song for us because we've been watching the Golden Girls lately.
Ooh.
So do you want to sing the song?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true and you're a friend and a confidant. And if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be for me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Yay.
Good job.
Good job. We like the Golden Girls, huh?
Yeah, we watch it all the time.
That was really lovely. Thank you for doing that.
What else do you want to share?
Every day to football, my dreams start the same.
Are you? Oh, she's singing a JoJo Siwa song. Yeah. But
every day is different, but my dream is still the same. Every day.
Give the girl a microphone. Okay.
Do you want to tell a story? Is there anything you want to talk about?
So I play basketball.
Oh.
Oh, we talked about that.
We may have talked about that.
Well, I'm going to start gymnastics.
Yes,
soon.
We talked about that too.
Okay. What'd you do today?
Well, I went swimming.
Okay, talk loudly. You went swimming.
So I went swimming and with my best friend Daddy, we saw each other at the same preschool and same kinder.
Yeah.
And now
she's a BFF, huh?
Yeah. Well, and I have this friend Jordan and Josie. Josie's a grown up, but I still can like her, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You like Rachel, she's a grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can like grown up.
You are
well, not strangers.
Exactly. Exactly. You've got it right.
Good job.
And to let you know, children cannot watch Stranger Things.
Oh, that's true.
Is that a rule? I do not watch it.
Okay, no. Good to know. Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah, we told her there was a scary monster, and she said she could watch it, but we said it was a little too scary. It scared even us.
Yeah, it scared me too.
Are you excusing me? What if it's not so scary to me?
It will be.
Believe me.
Just excuse me. Can we just talk about our recording?
Oh my.
Okay.
Somebody is share? A little diva.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to share? Because we're probably going to end our show pretty soon.
So the Golden Girls really, really are into everything.
Do you have a favorite Golden Girl?
Yeah.
Who?
Rose.
Aww. Well, I told her today that Rose is the only one that's still alive. She was very concerned. She wanted to know how you could watch dead people.
That's like, it's a good question.
So I had to explain that, like, her baby videos, she's not a baby anymore, but those videos still exist.
Yeah. That's a good question, though, Rosalie.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to tell anybody anything else?
I'm not so sure.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
welcome to our podcast. That's what we do every time.
So, what can I talk about?
You can say anything, and then we gotta go, so.
About maybe one day I'll be a ballerina that can go on their very, very tippy toes.
Oh, that'd be cool. Oh, yeah, because I told a story about what you did with your ballerina, Barbie.
Barbie booger.
Oh, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed that story because it was legit for funny.
Yeah, we did enjoy it.
Funny.
Uh-huh.
We enjoyed it.
I want to end this video by a big clap.
Oh, yay! Okay, say goodbye.
Goodbye. I love you.